want some Teddy Grahams, man.
I know. That's the worst part of this conversation.
I do that to myself a lot. Now I want chicken and waffles. Chicken and waffles are amazing.
Yes. Aw, Roscoe's.
I know. You should come visit L.A. Go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Never been to the West Coast. I would definitely go to Roscoe's.
Obama was there.
Thanks,
well,
Obama.
Well, sorry, I'm not Obama.
I feel like now's as good a time to start as any.
Yeah, this is a perfect time to start episode 95. Yay, base 10 system.
95.
Yes.
Piolín?
Words I didn't take in high school, essentially. But Kia, Matt, thank you very much for joining us for episode 95 of the Buffering Podcast.
My
thank
pleasure.
You, sir.
And it's fun since, I mean, you know, from California, so you get the distance Foursquare check-in.
Oh yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
You're the extra special guest this evening
because you came here just for this, obviously.
Well,
oh, man.
Yeah.
I want to be special.
Well, I mean, you are special.
You're special
in my own little way.
You're covered there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're good. But thank you both for joining us on this potentially ambiance filled day. We'll see if more
dark and stormy night.
Though
it looked
you,
like there was a pretty big storm front moving in, but I'm not seeing much going on out there right now.
But you also said that it was going to wrap up around 9, and it's 9 till 9.
Yeah.
So, maybe not. But we'll see.
That's when the tornado watch went till, I think. So
okay.
There may still be a
something.
Crazy storm.
Ping Just pong ball size
brewing.
Tail.
Yeah. Could be.
Density as well. That'd
not.
Be interesting.
Volvo-sized tail.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, that'd be fun.
It'd almost be like, it'd be fun to have egg-shaped N-sized hail just because they all fall and they break instantly.
Yeah.
People would be going crazy if they were playing beer pong at that exact moment when that started to fall.
He's on fire! I am the god of beer pong. I bring forth the storm of ping pong balls to
Behold
defeat
my
you.
Finishing move.
Mortal combat with beer pong. That would be fun.
Mortal beer pong! Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, Finish dun, him.
Dun, dun. Oh, the shame. I'm not dead, but I'm really sad now.
I'm gonna be sick.
Can't drink all this beast.
Oh, it's ice cold.
Oh, that's bad.
Hail.
Yeah, if they were still hailstones that were ping pong balls, that'd be very refreshing in your beverage.
It would. Although it would probably melt quickly.
It probably would.
Watered down beer.
But we are talking about magical hailstone ping pong balls from the sky.
Well, Cloudy with a Chance and Meatballs has a sequel that's coming out relatively soon.
Yes.
So
can't wait to see
it. We're just quietly plugging it.
Steve.
Gummy bears.
I'm helping.
I know now how to get 1 million views on YouTube instantly. We need to take like a cup of beer and find a big hailstorm that's got nice ice cube sized hail, and then stand out on the porch.
Ow, ow.
Hold your cup out. Get some
armor. Like
yes.
You need to get this has to be at the Ren
it's
Fest.
It's gotta be a gauntleted hand, yes. Hold your arm out, get the hailstone ice cubes in your cup, and then just...
No, I think you have to be standing in the middle of an open
awesome.
Street, because if there's anything that the internet loves more than novelty, it's other people's pain.
Right, but at the same time, I thought if it was a full...
Ow, ow, ow.
I need ice for my glass.
I just want a refreshing beverage.
No, I've figured out a way to one-up it a little bit. We need a full thing of armor.
Full suit, okay.
Full suit, standing in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Fill the glass with ice, then walk back and hand it to a king.
Ah, that's nice.
Because that way they're doing somebody else's bidding and getting punished.
Or he gets his ice and then he tries to take his drink,
yeah.
But the visor is still down and he's like,
down the front of his
and then
armor.
He goes and gets another one, fills it up, and he gets it to... flip up, but it's a little rusty from the rain.
He just gets hit by a bunch.
And yeah.
My eyes.
Perfect.
This isn't worth it.
King's vodka.
I like it.
So there's a little bit of news. Mm-hmm. Weird news and release news combined. One thing that I thought, Adam, you'd enjoy is that Netflix has pulled Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, off of its service until it guarantees that the Vulcan and Klingon subtitles are corrected. Because the internet is a horrible place that Netflix was getting a bunch of flack for not having the correct subtitles for Vulcan and Klingon. Because I hate the internet.
Just that's millions of emails starting with, actually?
Excuse me.
I think what you meant to say was...
Oh.
At the 33-minute mark...
Noticed a grievous error in your subtitling.
Breathing included in the email somehow, some way.
H-H-H-K-K-K-K-K, H-H-H-H-H-K-K-K-K-K.
So, that's horrible, but interesting that they'd actually be willing to go to that distance rather than just like, it's a movie and we got the stuff from the production company or blah, 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 blah.
There are some passionate Star Trek fans out there. It's true. Very much so.
There are.
Like the Klingons I met at Convergence a month ago. That was lovely. They were very, very nice Klingons, actually.
As Klingons go.
Yeah.
As far as Klingons go, yes.
Only disemboweled you like twice.
Yeah, I mean,
I recently,
my life a few times, but whatever.
I recently got a new TV, and so it's nicer. It's a bigger high-definition TV, and I attempted to watch season 2 of Star Trek on it. My God, it looks like crap. I love Star Trek. I do. But the styrofoam rocks on the shitty soundstage are so much more evident in the 1080 HD.
Yeah, I'm not such a fan of HD.
Looks bad.
Not very flattering to the old 60s
not to the old
shows.
Ones, no.
Yeah, upconversion of old movies and TV shows is not flattering.
No.
No.
Which is unfortunate because, I mean, I'm still a big fan of news radio and going back to Foley and all of that. But yeah, that soundstage is much more evident now. Like, it really does feel one-dimensional rather than any other sitcom at all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah. You gotta use your imagination a little more to give it the same kind of magic that it used to have.
But TV make brain dumb now.
Although, I did watch Yojimbo, which is 60, early 60s. That one looked great.
I think it's...
I was surprised about that one.
I think that one came out maybe even earlier than that.
Might have been.
I'm IMDb-ing that, but that is a fantastic movie.
It really is. Have you watched Western Sukiyaki Django?
No, but I did recently finally see Django Unchained, if that's related.
Well,
probably not.
Tangentially.
Okay.
It's based off of... It basically follows the same plot as Django, which follows the same plot as Yojimbo. So it's basically sort of the lone guy coming into town, setting the two gangs against each other.
Generally messing shit up.
it's a very entertaining movie. I think it was Takeshi Miike, if you're familiar with him at all. He did like Audition and Ichi the Killer, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Is Zatoichi?
No. Ichi the Killer.
Oh, but was Zatoichi the Blind Swordsman also?
Different.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm thinking of
But okay. There's one decision, if you do watch it, and I do suggest you watch it because it is fun, make sure you get or watch a version that has subtitles, because Miike made a decision to use all Japanese actors that don't speak English, but make them speak English. So basically they just learn the lines phonetically. So a lot of them, you have no idea what the hell they're saying.
Oh, that's like the Giant and the Princess Bride.
Andre.
Oh, yeah. Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I heard he learned all of his lines phonetically, too.
Yes.
Yes. And Brad Pitt in Snatch with his Pikey character. It's just like you need to have the subtitles for him. He's speaking English, but he's not.
Yeah, that was pretty fantastic. 1961 was Yojimbo.
Yeah.
Is what I found. Yeah. But yeah.
That's really good. I want to watch, because I've never somehow have not watched it yet. I do want to watch Seven Samurai, but I have trouble approaching it, watching it by myself, because it's 3.5 damn hours
right?
long.
Right. That's what's scaring me away, too.
Almost 4 hours long, actually. Yeah. It's like 3:49, I think, is really the runtime.
Yeah, it's crazy long. That's the same problem I had with Lawrence of Arabia, because that one's also 3.5 hours long, and for some reason, Obi-Wan Kenobi's playing an Arab. That's also an issue.
Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah. It's, for when I watched the Seven Samurai, I had to split it up into a couple different nights of viewing, and that worked out. That kept it interesting, and it's totally worth it because, what's his name?
Kurosawa?
Oh, no. The actor he uses all the time.
Oh,
I have Yojimbo
pulled up. For the purposes of this conversation, we'll call him Jim.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah. That is like, yo, Jim. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Toshiro Mifune.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a hoot in The Seven Samurai.
He's fantastic in everything. Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's like that perfect, traditional, old-school samurai gruffness.
When I think of a samurai, that's who I think of.
Yeah, yeah.
The only problem that I have with that for Seven Samurai is the only way that I have it, going back to streaming, is through Hulu Plus.
Oh, yeah. Criterion Collection.
Yeah, and I love that the Criterion Collection, or at least a fair chunk of it, is on there.
Yes.
I've been enjoying that very much. But it doesn't, unlike Netflix, it doesn't save where I was.
Oh.
So
I've had that problem.
Go back. I kind of have to watch it all in one, or just
be responsible and write down the...
That's a lot of work.
Time
I'm very lazy, Dan.
Or you can just kind of guesstimate. Just
true.
Like, I kind of remember this. I'll start here and...
Close enough.
Recall.
So
this will just be the preface.
I will say I've started using... moving into my new apartment, I invested in Hulu Plus as well because I was sick of trying to get the TV to work. Or at least the broadcast TV.
Right. Yeah, it took me, I think, a year and a half to get my antenna to work.
It's a basement apartment. I've given up. It's like, nope, this just isn't going to happen. I have Channel 9. That's it. So I invested in Hulu Plus, which is great. I like it. However, I use it through my Blu-ray player, and the user interface is god-awful.
Sony or Samsung?
Sony.
Sony.
It's. I really hope that they change it soon, because trying to find older episodes of bigger shows means that I'm paging back through all of the episodes to get back to the first one, and it won't keep track of that for me, so I don't really know where I left off.
Mm.
There's one in particular, one of my friends wants me to watch One Piece, which is anime.
I've heard of that one. I watched a couple episodes of that,
She's really into it, so I figured I'd check it out, but Hulu has...
There's like 150 episodes.
Yeah, there's an ungodly number of episodes. And on top of that, they have both subtitled and dubbed. So there's two of each.
Which do you choose?
Well, dubbed, but...
Well, yeah.
Or subtitled, rather.
Subtitled, yeah.
But it means I have to go through double the episodes to find the first one. I'm like, I've given up.
Yeah.
Screw it.
Yeah.
There is that. What was I going to say? Well, jumping back a little bit to actors who had to learn their lines phonetically. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Yeah, he didn't know English yet.
What?
So at that point, yeah. But he had the character, the look that the director wanted, so they just plucked him out of the Spanish movies he was doing and
gave him the script,
and he was... incredible. He was freaking scary in that movie.
Isn't that fantastic? It was
unfortunately
amazing.
That affected his English from then on, and now he just calls everybody friendo all the time and demands that they flip coins. Cool it, man.
So there's
probably his favorite haircut, though.
Little more news. First, a statistic. Netflix viewers don't cut back on regular TV, so No one is completely cord cutting if they have access to TV and Netflix. So people are just watching more, which is a wonderful thing to hear about. But the other thing I was going to throw out there is now Netflix has released a profiles feature for its service, which is nice because that way, if you're using it with a couple different people, you can keep your taste profile as is, intact and everything. And, you know, if you're sharing it with, you know, older people, younger people, you know, kids stuff won't seep in, or classics or weird stuff won't seep in. The problem
Or it will seep in.
Or it will seep in, depending. The one thing I've also found through speaking to Netflix customer service is you cannot delete profiles off of there yet.
Really?
Which is weird, because my account was an account I started while I was in college living with three other people, and we opted to create a Netflix account together so that we could each get a DVD and have access to streaming. And since I was the one who had made the actual account, they let me have it, but now I have three useless accounts that have never used streaming on it before, and there's no way to get rid of them yet. So
interesting.
That sucks.
You know, with this new profile service, do you know how many you can have per account?
I'd imagine it's like five or six, but...
It's pretty great.
Five. Five people or groups to share a single Netflix account.
Wow.
Yeah, I was playing around with that a little bit on my PS3 the other evening, and they need more avatars. Little icons for what your picture is. There are not enough of them. There's like a couple different colorful smileys and like a robot and a kitten.
Go with the robot.
But if you
go with always the robot.
Yeah.
if you link your Netflix account to your Facebook account, it'll take your profile picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So there's that option for you as well if you want to get that customized. But who wants to give up the robot, really?
Yeah.
I would rather be a robot than myself.
True. And the other news, something I had predicted last week. Hulu released The Awesomes, and the name does not reflect the show.
Aw.
It is not funny at all. It's predictable. It was boring. It was just a lot of SNL and NBC notables. Rashida Jones, Kenan Thompson, Seth Meyers.
I love Rashida Jones, though. She's great.
Bill Hader in there?
Yeah, Bill Hader is in there. He's the only person who isn't just doing their own voice.
I was going to say, I do love Bill Hader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone on the show, it just sounds like it's that person went into the booth and they just started reading. They didn't, like, try to create a character or anything, so there's no depth to the characters that is foreseen, except for Bill Hader. Bill Hader created an actual character.
Mm-hmm.
I think so far I like Bill Hader in everything that he does, including the stupid phone commercials.
I do like those phone commercials. They're pretty good.
Isn't it Bill Hader in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs as well? He's the main character?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Well, case in point.
Though
then.
I miss Clone High.
Clone High was
what's
the best.
His name on SNL slightly before?
Will Forte?
Yes. I miss Will Forte. I want him to do more things.
I do like Will Forte.
Because he had an interesting character range, and even his... odd, obscure contributions and little bit parts that he's played are always fun. I was hoping he'd get involved, but I didn't see his name on there yet. But The Awesomes is going to be released periodically on Thursdays on Hulu, so if you're willing to take a risk endure.
They're not following the Netflix route of just releasing all of them at once.
No. Hulu already has it built in that people will wait for programs, so they're just going to follow code on that, and Amazon Prime is taking that same cue with Alpha House. John Goodman's new weird not House of Cards.
Admittedly, I do kind of like that. I guess the ones that I have queued up are ones that are on regular TV, so like Daily Show and Colbert Report and that sort of thing.
Get I do
like
those.
Yeah, I do like that they post those up for me when I get home from work so that I can watch that and not just kind of gorge myself on it like I do with Netflix stuff. Let's watch all of the episodes.
Though,
ever.
Luckily, I'm irresponsible and I forget to watch shows for a while, so I can do like three or four Daily Shows or Colbert Reports in a row to still get that binge in from time to time.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Though one thing I posted before on Facebook and Twitter is I found my new Storage Wars.
Oh.
But it's not technically available on streaming yet, which is unfortunate because I really just want to binge on it. It's called now I'm stuck on like storage. It's not bar. It's like bar repair, or it's bar rescue, where this guy goes into failing bars and he yells at people and his eyes get really big and he has this big attitude and he like really throws himself around. But then the bar owners are just like, I'm totally an expert in this. What the hell does he know, even though he's opened up hundreds upon hundreds of bars all over the world and has all this experience? He's just a TV man, blah, 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 blah. And then they fix it, and it's cool.
Is he British?
No. Oh. He's it sounds like New Jersey-ish, he looks like.
Huh. Hmm. Yep. It sounds just like this show that I saw on my lunch break that was Gordon Ramsay going in and seeing what's wrong with all these...
Kitchen,
what's wrong with
specifically.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah. Kitchen Nightmares, that's what it was.
It's an excellent show. For anyone out there who has not seen it, I would suggest that you start on the Amy's Baking Company episode.
Oh, yeah, and then go on to their Facebook page and see the response.
It is like watching the most amazing train wreck. It's fantastic.
And that's what the first half of most of these shows is. It's just like there's the train wreck and then the breakdown. And the realization that they won't get paid for being on the show unless they submit. So then they submit and things get better, except for Amy's didn't go through.
That's the great thing about that episode is it's the train wreck and then just...
It keeps going.
The remainder of the show is just smoldering wreckage. That's great.
Holy crap.
They're both just batshit insane.
Oh.
I refuse to take any sort of advice from anyone criticism.
So don't buy cupcakes from there then.
Don't buy anything from there.
No.
Yeah, the episode I caught a bit of was they were in a Southern comfort food restaurant and Gordon Ramsay is in there on Kitchen Nightmares just, you know, laying into him like he does. And
like Gordon Ramsay would.
Yeah, he found a rat at one point.
Nice.
In the entryway of the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Like he took a step into the restaurant.
In fairness, he was waiting for a table.
Yeah.
Cheese shop.
I have started a sort of a love affair with Gordon Ramsay. I will watch pretty much everything that he's on. I do like Kitchen Nightmares. I like MasterChef. I like Hell's Kitchen. That pops up on all of my Hulu.
The douchebaggery gets to me a little too quickly, though.
Yeah, he is a total jerk sometimes.
He can be.
Well, a lot of the time.
But
usually
it's
rightfully
kind of his thing,
so,
though, right?
And when he's not doing that, he's kind of awesome.
He's very blunt.
He is.
He's very blunt.
But a lot of chefs tend to be that way. They're very
shouty
people.
Yeah, basically going
to
any kitchen, it's either like you'll get dirty humor or blunt attitude. Dirty humor is pretty fun, though.
I do like... I think we had talked about this when I came on a previous episode, but Travail, that is currently no longer there.
Oh, yeah.
They're rebuilding it. But I was there for dinner one night, and it's a big open kitchen. And the whole thing tends to be fairly egalitarian, and everybody's kind of working together. And I wasn't quite sure, you know, who's the head, who's the sous, until... one of the guys picks up a steak and a shears, digs into the steak and pulls out a long strip of fat and goes, hey, and holds it up. And the guy who was over on the meat station goes, yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Oh, found the chef.
That's always fun. And that's the fun that I had when I was at Tavern on France today, was just sitting there. I wasn't facing the kitchen, unfortunately. I was just facing, like, I was against the wall. Kitchen was right behind me. But you could just sit out there. It's like, okay, food runner, server, busser, manager, definitely manager, yelling at somebody, manager, bartender, bar back. Like, it's fun to be able to pick up on those cues after a while once you're either in that atmosphere enough, or if you have worked in that atmosphere, it's like, okay. You can actually see the rhyme and reason to the mess that's going on in every square foot of that. Mm-hmm.
Kitchen Nightmares is on Netflix, but I don't see the Anna's Bakery one.
No, but it is on...
Hulu Plus, right? Isn't that one?
YouTube.
Oh, yes. It's definitely on YouTube.
Vaguely legal, but it is there, or it was until I probably... said this
ruined
on
it.
The internet. And
but you can also basically just search for Kitchen Nightmare and then was Amy's...
Amy's Baking Company.
Amy's Baking Company on Google, and you will just see the mess of all of it, even the social media backlash thereafter, where they just went after everyone. Nobody was safe.
Come see her crazy, crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I was just looking through what else has been recently added on Netflix. Digimon is on there now.
Digital
Watch
Monsters?
An episode. Yeah. That show is not as good as I remember.
No. Digimon are the champions.
No.
But the dubbing is just so evident at this point.
Yeah.
So much more obvious than younger me knew.
Titanic. One thing that I was really happy to see is Waking Ned Divine.
Oh, yeah. Waking Ned Divine.
Love that movie.
That's instant streaming now. Super
and with
happy
the
about that.
$400 million Powerball lottery coming up on Wednesday, we'll see if anyone dies.
Yeah. Yep. Some crap. Some more crap.
Crap. Usually once you start hitting crap, it's just they give up. And
yeah, there isn't, don't isn't much anymore. More to
just
see.
Put all the shit in the back.
Yeah. Ooh, Barracuda. Old crappy movie. But yeah, I see the Mako Mermaids here, which is the other...
The new release.
The other Netflix original.
Based on the H2O Australian series of people who... It's like Splash, but for Australian kids.
Yeah.
If anyone has seen Splash. Without Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is not in this one.
I was going to say, I'm not interested unless Tom Hanks is in there.
Oh, yeah.
Not there.
Yeah.
John Candy.
Ooh.
Eugene Levy.
Yeah, John Candy was resurrected to make Mako Mermaids. And respectively placed back.
It was important enough.
He kind
of creeps out the rest of the cast.
But now is actually a good time to take a break and then come back ready and refreshed for another round of Movie Bluff.
Woohoo!
Right. Casual break! Hey guys, thanks for listening to episode 95 of the Buffering Podcast, which Adam and I taped on August 6th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with our guests Kia Hamill and Matt Walstead. And you've heard the conversation, so thank you for sticking around through that. Coming up next, we have Movie Bluff, where it's Adam pitted against Kia and Matt. But before we get to that, a couple things that we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find an archive of all of our episodes, photos of our guests, articles that Adam and I are writing, plus bonus tracks, lots of games that we play after the show is over, conversations that we have before the show has even begun, mic checks, things like that. BufferingPodcast.com. Check it all out. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio and on iTunes for your subscriptions. Stitcher.com or Stitcher Smart Radio app in your iOS, Android, or Kindle Fire App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And then on iTunes, search for Buffering or my name or Adam's name or any of our guests' names, and you will find the Buffering Podcast there and subscribe. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, it's facebook.com/buffering podcast. Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast. For both of those, you'll get updates about the website, about the show, upcoming guests, photos, bonus track information, stories that we're writing, all that fun stuff. Like us, follow us. Thank you so much for listening. And now let's get right back into Movie Bluff.
He's the best in everything.
That's my movie history trivia for everyone.
Woohoo!
Okay, so now this is a good time for us to actually jump into real deal, legitimate Movie Bluff now that we're back. And just to refresh everyone at home, we will cycle through and make sure that everyone knows the sounds, recognize who is buzzing in when. So, Adam, your sound is?
Cow.
Kia, yours is?
Meep, meep.
Matt, yours is?
What?
Matt, yours is?
What?
Oh, right. Yes. Sorry, I couldn't resist. So everyone knows the rules. Everyone knows that we can do movies and TV shows.
Yes, sir.
Just as that reminder to throw that out there. Anytime somebody buzzes in with a fake noise, we will hear the sound.
Wanana.
Thank you, Adam. And that should be the game, so I will start out with...
Wait!
What?
Can I drop my handicap?
I'm going to switch it to 3.
All right. Okay, I can work with that.
Because there were a couple times where we still made it to 4 and you were...
Poised
ready
and ready. Yes.
So I'm going to give you 3 at this point, and I think it may drop after this one, but we'll see.
Okay.
So I will start with something modern-ish, and I will say... Denzel Washington movie.
What?
Matt.
Man on Fire.
movie.
Cow.
Yes, Adam.
American Gangster.
Movie.
What?
Go ahead, Matt.
John Q.
Movie.
Mimi.
Kia.
Glory.
Cast. Matthew Broderick was the white guy.
Oh.
Essentially.
I completely forgot what Glory was. I'm just like, never heard of it. Oh, wait, watched it in school.
Yep.
Oh, that one. Oh, man.
Was Cary Elwes in that one?
Yes,
too?
He was. He was also in that.
Oh, too late. Too late.
I remember that was the saddest ending of a movie I've ever seen at that point in my life.
Yeah, at that point. Well, that and Escape from Sobibor. That movie was sad up until the ending.
Also, Mars Attacks. I did not get the joke. I was like, oh, why is everyone dying? This is so sad.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Yeah, that was fourth grade.
Except for Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman made it, and that's what mattered.
That is important.
She's pretty.
She is.
True.
And based on that, I'm going to say Natalie Portman movie.
No.
Meep, meep.
That was...
Hey.
Wait.
What sound that was that?
That was my last one.
Wait, okay, so Kia, that's... you actually buzzing properly.
Yeah, that's Kia. That's
V
Kia.
For Vendetta.
Movie.
What?
Properly.
The Professional. Or Leon, if you prefer.
I will say Cast.
What?
Go ahead.
Gary Oldman.
Movie.
Oh.
What?
Go ahead.
Dracula.
Movie.
Maybe.
What?
Kia.
The Dark Knight.
Cast.
Na-na-na. Crap. No, I'm wrong.
I was wondering why you said that.
I don't know.
Meep, meep.
I'll take it.
Aaron Eckhart.
Movie.
What?
Meep.
That was by hair.
Thank you for smoking.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's great.
I'll say cast.
Meep, meep.
Go ahead.
Katie Holmes.
Movie.
What?
Yes.
Dawson's Creek.
Ah!
Cast.
Did I say Dawson?
I know, that's what I was going to say, too.
That's five.
What's his name?
Pacey.
James Vanderbeek.
There it is.
And the guy from the Mighty Ducks.
Josh, what's his face?
Josh, I keep thinking Groban, but that's not right.
I'm stuck on Hartnett, and that's also wrong.
No. But yeah, James Vanderbeek was my out for that one. So, just for a quick point update, Matt has 7, Kia has 5, Adam has 1. I'm going to drop you down to a 1 second handicap just to play it safe for one more round.
I think they got it. Just saying.
You think so?
I think you've got
this
it.
This game is fun.
Aside from using my buzz-in from the last time I was here.
True.
I like the buzz-in
fine,
version.
Fine. I'll give it to you this time.
Woohoo.
All right.
Let's do this.
So let's go a different way and say, I'm trying to think of something that's just a cavalcade of people. New York, I Love You cast.
Meep, meep.
Go ahead.
Hilary Swank.
Movie.
Meep, meep.
Go ahead.
Boys Don't Cry.
Movie.
What?
Yes.
Karate Kid 3. 4. 4. Karate Kid 4.
I will give it to you. Movie.
Oh, man. I don't know what it's called.
I can see her.
Buzzer Beater.
Million Dollar Baby.
Cast.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yes.
Ricky Lindholm.
Cast.
What?
Yes.
Clint Eastwood.
Movie.
Oh, yeah, it was him.
What?
Yes.
Gran Torino.
Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
Fistful of Dollars.
Movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Once Upon a Time in the West.
Movie.
What?
Yes.
Paint Your Wagon.
Movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Movie. We're going down this trail. I got nothing.
riding the trail.
What was that one called?
That's 5.
Oh, man.
The curve. Something about the trouble with the curve.
Trouble with the curve. That's exactly what it is.
Too late.
Space
too late,
Cowboys.
Too late. Oh,
that awful movie.
That would have been interesting.
There's at least a few in there that you can pick out.
Okay. So now
nice job on the Gran Torino. I was right there with you.
I was hoping that somebody else was in that movie, but only the brother from Drew Carey was the only person I could think of, and I don't think he has a name.
I was trying to pull up another one because that was at the front of my brain, but I knew I didn't know anyone in there because I don't know any Hmong actors.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. It's like pretty racial minus Clint Eastwood.
And a priest.
Oh, that's right.
He's really good in that.
Whoever
that is.
Okay, never mind.
Whatever.
I was hoping you knew.
Yes.
Okay, so the next one that I have ready to go, I will say Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Cow.
That was Adam first.
Monsters Ball.
Movie.
Maybe Men in Black.
Movie.
What? Space Cowboys.
Movie.
Cow. Captain America.
Movie.
Meep, meep. No Country for Old Men.
Cast.
Cow. Javier Bardem.
Cast.
Meep, meep. James Brolin.
Movie.
What? Goonies.
Cast.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Sean Astin.
Movie.
Meep, meep.
Cow. Oh.
That was Kia.
The Lord of the Rings. Return of the King.
Cast.
Cow. Viggo Mortensen.
Cast.
Meep, meep.
Go ahead.
Elijah Wood.
Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
What is it? Wilfred.
Movie.
What?
Meep, meep.
North.
Nice. Cast.
What?
Go ahead.
Bruce Willis.
Movie.
Cow. What?
That was...
Die Hard.
Movie.
What? Armageddon.
Cast.
Cow. What? That was me. Ben Affleck.
That really was.
Ben Affleck.
Cast.
Meep, meep.
Go ahead.
Liv Tyler.
Cast.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Steve Buscemi.
Cast.
What's his name?
Buzz. Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton. Owen Wilson.
Wow.
The guy who's in The Green Mile, Michael Clark Duncan.
That's right.
A number of other people.
Wow. But,
so that was a good number of rounds. Matt, you currently have 18. Kia has 13. Adam has 13.
Respectable.
Yeah, coming back from...
Oh, wait. I apologize. Matt, you have 17. You have the one nega point. Forgot about that.
Did you include my nega point?
That was in the practice round.
That was in the practice round. I have no nega points.
Anymore.
Hooray.
Which is good.
I've been absolved of my nigga points.
It's true.
Man, these buzzing sounds are killing me. I love them.
I keep wanting to go back to my old one.
I chose it was easier. Wise.
Cow.
Yes, you did.
But you really hold on to yours. Cow. You stretch it out there.
That's
it's
what
fun.
You got
to
do.
It's fun. But going back to something I wanted to say before but held off on, I'm going to say Will Smith movie.
Cow.
That's Adam.
iRobot.
Movie.
Cow. What?
That's still you.
Independence Day.
Movie.
Cow.
Still.
I Am Legend.
Movie.
What?
There it is.
Legend of Bagger Vance.
Movie.
Cow. What?
Still Adam.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Movie.
Meep, meep.
Go ahead, Kia.
Men in Black.
Movie.
Cow.
Adam again.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Movie.
Ooh.
What?
Go ahead.
6 pounds.
Movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
After Earth.
Movie. That's a buzzer. No one said Wild Wild West. I'm ashamed of all of you.
Oh, man.
The one about the boxer, too.
You were waiting for that one.
I wanted to get Kevin Kline or Selma Hayek and go with it. Or Kenneth Branagh.
I do love Kenneth Branagh. Nice. Although I don't love him as Hamlet.
No, that was tough.
I'm sorry, but you're 20 years too old.
What a piece of work is that, man.
Well done, Adam.
Boo. We couldn't find the Globe Theater, but you could find that pun.
I see what you did there.
You can find out what we're talking about on the bonus track. Or on the video
tease.
Did you? Yes.
If we include that one section, which we'll have to now.
That's fine.
So, going off of that thread almost,
whew,
I will say Mel Gibson movie.
What?
Matt.
Braveheart.
Movie.
Cow. Meep, meep.
As Adam.
Waterworld.
Movie.
Meep, meep.
Kia.
Forever Young.
Movie.
Ooh, good one.
What?
Matt.
Man Without a Face.
Movie.
What?
Go ahead.
Road Warrior.
Movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Lethal Weapon.
Movie.
What?
Go ahead.
Women Want. Sorry, I was following up on my buzz-in. What Women Want.
Oh, okay.
See what I did there?
So safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So safe.
Nice.
And good.
Mm. Nice.
Cast.
Of What Women Want.
Meep, meep.
Go ahead.
Helen Hunt.
Movie.
What?
Go ahead.
Mad About You.
I will say cast.
What?
Go ahead.
Paul Reiser.
Cast.
What?
Go ahead.
Lisa Kudrow.
There it is. Movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Friends.
Movie.
Oh, I just saw a preview for something that she was on. And
yeah, I forgot her show.
Yeah.
Buzz.
What?
No. Almost beat the buzzer.
She's like a Skype psychologist on this show. That
yeah,
it's I
something
just
therapy or so,
yeah.
Hmm. Oh, shit. The Comeback. Isn't that hers?
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that.
I just wanted to get Lisa Kudrow back in. Because yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, Paul Reiser and Lisa Kudrow.
The only other one
nice.
I could think of.
Yay.
Okay. So let's see. We'll do a quick tally. So that's 25, 26 for Matt. That would be 5, 10, 15, 16 for Kia. 22 for Adam.
Ooh.
So far.
He's
yeah, that Will Smith one killed me.
I am finding a couple where we can just kind of stick with a person and they have a nice repertoire to
yeah. run through their whole catalog.
That's fun.
I wanted to use the music video for Summertime.
No.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yes. What? Let's go through his extensive filmography. Why don't we?
Okay. Going off of that, for fun, I want to see if this works. To see who is a true trivia champ for this 1 or 2 points.
Yikes.
Biz Markie movie.
What?
Go ahead.
Men in Black 2.
Cast.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Will Smith.
Cast.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Cast.
What?
Go ahead.
Johnny Knoxville.
Movie.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, balls. Jackass.
Oh.
Movie.
What?
Go ahead.
There it is. The Ringer.
Movie.
I feel like he was in something else I should know.
Buzz.
I feel like he was in something decent.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get that feeling too. Like,
but I don't remember.
He was in something reasonable, and I'm actually willing to look this up, but I know that yeah. he was in a number of TV shows where he appeared as himself along there's Jackass the movie, Jackass the TV show. He was also on Bam Margera's whatever show that was.
Yeah.
Probably Wild
I
Boys.
I do not know who that is.
I remember him actually playing like a slightly, you know, somewhat respectable role.
Yeah, I feel like he was
He was in The Last Stand with Schwarzenegger.
No, that's not it.
He was in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, well, yeah.
Slightly respectable. Yeah.
Okay.
He was in King of the Hill.
No.
Huh. Doesn't surprise me.
He was in The Ringer, Dukes of Hazzard.
Definitely not.
Walking Tall.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was in Big Trouble. That's right.
I do love Big
in
Trouble.
Little China?
No, Big Trouble. He was in Coyote Ugly.
Okay.
Mm.
Ben Stiller Show.
Oh.
Yeah, the Tim Allen, based on, what's his name?
Big Trouble.
What's that author's name?
Dave Barry?
Dave Barry. Yes.
Also starring in that movie, Everyone Else.
Yes. Jeanine Garofalo, for one.
Stanley Tucci.
Mm. Zoe Deschanel.
Was she really?
She was. She was the daughter.
Oh. Nah.
But yep. she had like a lot more of an attitude than she will ever have the rest of her life.
Look up a picture of her without bangs. Unrecognizable.
Or her with the red hair that she has in the movie. Pull out the cover again and look at it. She's wacko.
Nope.
Not on there? Wow. Oh, wow.
There she is.
Yeah. Weird.
Oh, what the hell?
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we will go somewhere completely different and say... Julia Roberts movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Ocean's 12.
Cast.
Cow. What?
Adam.
George Clooney.
Cast.
What?
Matt.
Brad Pitt.
Cast.
Cow.
Mimi.
That's Adam.
Matt Damon.
Cast.
Crap.
What?
Go ahead.
We saw in 12?
Yes.
Okay, Bruce Willis again.
Movie.
What?
Go ahead.
Back to Bruce Willis.
Crap. North.
Cast.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Elijah Wood.
We're going back down this trail.
Cast.
Oh.
I can't come up with his parents.
I don't know.
That would be Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh.
Was Aykroyd in that?
No, Aykroyd was not in that, but what was it George Alexander?
Is that, oh, okay.
He was in that.
I think you're just thinking of Seinfeld now.
No, they were actually the parents. It was the damnedest
Jason
thing.
Jason Alexander?
Jason Alexander. Yeah, thank you. Jason Alexander. See, yeah,
I think you were combining George Costanza.
George to his friends.
Yes.
And Jason. Yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a swig break moment. Okay, so we're going to start on the animation nerd side and say Billy West movie.
What?
Go ahead, Matt.
Futurama.
Cast.
What?
Go ahead.
Dough balls. John DiMaggio. There he is.
Eyes glazing over.
Movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
The Simpsons.
Cast.
Cow.
Go ahead.
Hank Azaria.
Ah.
Movie.
What?
Cow.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
that.
I'm going to say
that, yeah.
The Birdcage.
Cast.
What? Mm. Robin Williams.
Cast.
Cow. Oh, shit. Julia Roberts.
Movie.
No.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah,
forgot
that
the
was
noise.
No.
He wasn't
that's
in there.
Close enough.
I jumped on that.
Yeah,
a
it was
a little too early.
Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Nathan Lane.
Love Nathan Lane.
Oh, he's
one of my girlfriends.
Looks a lot like Julia Roberts, I understand.
Very similar.
But,
it's
very, very
it's
close.
Sometimes.
One of my
nose.
Ex-girlfriends used to live on Nathan Lane.
I know where that is.
He is kind of rotund at times.
He is. Poor fella.
At times.
He fluctuates.
Let's calm down. Okay.
Sorry, I got excited.
Let's see. Let's go with something else that was mentioned this evening and say John Candy movie.
Cow.
I'm going to give that to Adam.
Cool Runnings.
Movie.
What?
Matt.
Uncle Buck.
Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
Home Alone.
Movie.
No. I've also forgotten the noise again, but no, he wasn't. Yeah, that one.
In
Home Alone?
Yeah.
He was. He was the clarinet player.
Ah, oh, son of a
in
bitch.
In the polka band.
Ha! Yeah. Mega point for you.
Son of a
I
bitch.
I was just helping
forgot
with the
one.
Noise. I wasn't really
yeah, no, that was
calling
all on me.
It. Okay, good.
It was an assist, but yeah. you were helping him lose a point rather than helping him gain a point. Okay,
yes.
So we are going to do one more, and we are going to do Halle Berry movie.
Cow.
Go ahead.
The Flintstones.
Movie.
Cow.
And again.
Swordfish.
Movie.
What?
Go ahead, Matt.
Catwoman.
Movie.
Cow. Maybe Monsters Ball.
Movie.
Cow.
Uh-huh.
James Bond, Die Another Day.
Movie.
What else have I seen her in recently?
Buzz.
Something Spike Lee.
Or X-Men.
Oh,
yeah.
X2.
Yeah.
X-Men Storm. 3 Last Stand.
She was Storm.
Etc. So I'm going to call it on that. And so that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36. 36 Woo. For Matt. Adam has 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Right behind. And then Kia has 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Yeah. My first time.
Yeah. But
playing the buzz-in version.
But that's the fun of the game show version is we get to sit there and stew a little bit. It's like, oh, God, what is it? But not have a lot of time to stew versus what we had in the past, where it's like, hem and haw.
I like this version. It's really fun.
Admittedly, the immediacy of this version does make me swear a lot more.
That's more fun. That should just be a buzz in.
Yes. my swearing should be buzz.
Because we do have the...
That's earning our badge on iTunes.
Yeah.
I do my best.
Expletive. So, Matt, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that you want to direct people toward? Anything that you're participating in? Anything that you're going to, et cetera?
I do not. I have Friday off. I'm doing nothing.
Social media?
No, not really.
No? Okay.
I probably should Twitter, but I don't.
Okay.
Woulda, shoulda, can. Kia, how about you? Anything over in the L.A. area, potentially, depending on when you head back? I don't even know.
Gosh. Well, I imagine Adam's already talked about McMeta.
Yeah.
On Funnier Die. A plug. Okay. Great.
Right after.
So
we're
worth another plug, obviously.
My husband's short film on Funnier Die, McMeta. Mm-hmm. If you like it, please press the funny button.
Not the die button.
Don't press the die button.
Even if you don't like
please don't. Yes.
Don't kick the die button.
Yeah.
You know, to be nice.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's funny. I think it is
funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
McMeta.
And appropriately timed because the McDonald's Monopoly game is back out.
Which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
If you...
Go buy fries.
Yeah. If you buy fries.
Medium fries.
On a regular basis.
No, medium drink. I don't know. I don't remember the details anymore of how that works. You get it for only certain things that aren't selling well any other time of the year.
Yeah, don't get excited if you get Park Place. There are lots of Park Places.
You'll never get Boardwalk.
Yeah. That's kind of sad, but
there's always one for each of them. So it's like you'll get 13 Connecticuts and, you know, you get a lot of Marvin Gardens, but nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're closely related to a McDonald's higher up.
True, or if you steal like sleeves of cups.
Possibility.
So let's all go break into McDonald's and see what containers they have.
I don't know what's happening. I keep getting Bill the Pony.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes, that was Lord of the Rings Monopoly.
And then social media of any sort, Instagram, Twitter, followables that aren't creepy-ish on Facebook.
I'm free of all of those.
Well, there you go. Cool.
But thanks for asking.
Worth a try. Adam, how about you?
Well, earlier today, Kia and I had the great enjoyment of playing the mini golf course at the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden right by the Walker.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
They have a gnome foosball hole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one thing I forgot to show you. On Google Earth, the one thing that they have over there, they do have the chair and spoon rendered in 3D.
Nice. Okay.
Random.
That's fun.
And then another plug for the video.
Of course. And so that was a lot of fun. It's a little bit pricey, but it's worth it in my opinion because there are some really fun holes. It's an experience, you know.
Quite unusual, yeah.
Is there at least one loop de loop?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes, there
Done.
Is.
Done.
Yep. Boy, it's really challenging too.
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's $18 for both courses.
Yeah, so that's
nine apiece.
Yeah.
16 holes total.
Not even a full 18. That's weird.
Yeah, they don't have the full 18, but the. The
and then it's
really
$12
impressive.
For just one of the courses, so it's actually a pretty
good
deal.
It's a better deal to do the full.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really fun.
That. You'll want to do the full.
Swing that.
Yeah.
Puns.
Yeah. My favorite was the Chateau course, which was a little bit, you shoot the ball up the side, a little bit like pinball, and you're trying to get it into the appropriate hole, and I got a hole-in-one on that one, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So just a really great course. And
that runs through September 8th, I believe.
Yes, there
they
you go.
They have it there.
So there's a little time left.
Yeah,
September 8th.
In celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Sculpture Garden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And they don't have it there all the time. I think the last time they said it was there was in 2008.
Yeah, so. It comes every few years. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing it come by before, though I think there may have been one in like 2010 or something like that, because I remember seeing it when I was back here and thinking that would be fun and not getting to it. Now I feel like there might be a drive to get there this time. So hopefully.
Yeah, it was fun. And then Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah!
When this episode comes out, it'll be just 1 week away. So come check out all the fun and good times out there. And for sure, check out the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
Thank you. And
are you still doing Chateau Vino, Queen's Pub, Queen's Pub?
Yes. Yep. It'll be Chateau Vino at 11, Queen's Pub at 2, and Queen's Pub again at 5. And the 5 o'clock show is especially...
saucy?
Fun. And yes, saucy is a good word for it.
Bawdy.
Bawdy is another good word for it. So yeah, come and check us out and enjoy. And... you can find me on Twitter. My handle there is admin. No, that's my last FM name. My name on Twitter is ADAMERDMANN, and you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there being admin7. So, Dan, what do you have?
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Christo's Greek restaurant in Minnetonka just got a new wine list, including a couple nice table wines, a couple nice blends, a couple Spanish wines, actually, which are very nice and very competitively priced. So you can check all that out at Christos.com or stop by the Minnetonka location on Highway 7 in Minnetonka and see me. Otherwise, I'm at Jake O'Connor's Irish Pub in Excelsior on Water Street in 2nd. It's an Irish pub. Come get pub food.
It's great.
It's good.
Pub food. Nice.
And put up with a late crowd, because that's always an adventure.
Their Colcannon cakes are delicious.
They really are. And I like those. It's fun that you actually know that they're Colcannon cakes when about 90% of tables ask me, what are Colcannon cakes?
Delicious. That's what they are.
Are chips actual chips?
You Philistine.
Can I get a Corona?
No.
Why can't I get a Corona?
Because I hate you.
That was actually almost, that was my thought answer when a table got indignant on me for not having Corona. It was unfortunate.
I think everyone who works in the customer service side of things has that little voice in the back of their head.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Where it's like, no, I don't have any $2 bills. God damn it! But I actually do. So if you want to come to Wells Fargo in Minnetonka, I have $2 bills right now. So if you're interested,
at the same time, I feel like it'd be interesting to give change with a lot of $2 bills. They're just like, what the fuck is this? Where's this Monopoly money coming from?
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Or pay him in Monopoly money.
That's challenge for tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
See how many $2 bills you can push on people. That'll be fun.
You know, I have enough $2 bills right now to play this game for months. So. Hooray.
Game on.
Ooh.
Other than that...
But no, I don't want to piss people
off. I'd also back... I've been plugging the hell out of the Renaissance Festival and the Court Revelers. So
huzzah.
That's, yep. So definitely go out there and Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. So that wraps up for episode 95. So Kia, Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And for having fun with this round of Movie Bluff. And we will see everyone next week for episode 96.
Farewell.
Woo!
Goodbye, everyone.
Go team.